This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, after Ibn al-Qayyim mentions shaitan, the devil, and which ways he gets through, and then showing the three ways they are manifested, he goes on to talk about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's beautiful here because the way that he breaks it down, you realize the manifestation of mercy, how the mercy is shown from Allah, or one of the ways in regards to guidance. And this is so beautiful because when you start to read it, you say to yourself, okay, this is interesting. This is how, you know, God gives us the opportunity to battle shaitan. But then he says, وَمِن رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ. So this is a manifestation of the name of Rahman. He says, رَحِمُ ta'ala, فَقْتَلَتْ رَحْمَةُ رَبِّهِ رَحْمَةُ رَبِّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ بِهِ أَنْ أَعَانَهُ بِجُنْدٍ آخر. So the mercy of his Lord, the mighty, the merciful, is that he assists him with another force. Okay? وَأَمَدَّهُمْ بِمَدَدٍ آخر, and gives him another type of support. يُقَاوِمُ بِهِ هَذَا الْجُنْدَ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ هَلَاكَ. He says he strengthens him against that army or force that wants his destruction, meaning shaitan. فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِ رُسُلَهُ وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيْهِ كِتَابَهُ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِمَلَكٍ كَرِيمٍ يُقَابِلُ عَدُوَّهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And then he says here, so he sends to him a messenger and sends down his book, and he assists him with the noble angels that will fight against his enemy, Shaytan. فَإِذَا أَمْرَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِأَمْرِهِ أَمْرَهُ الْمَلِكُ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. He says, so if Shaitan was to order him to do something, then the angel will order him to do something else. So Shaitan says, look, you need to, you know, let's go through the process again. So Shaitan, the devil, will call to his ego. And then he say, yo, he's messing with my ego. And from that, he will say, oh, no, you have to blast on him. You have to shoot him. You have to hit him. You have to make ghibah of him. You have to respond online in something that you know you probably will regret. The Malik comes and says, is that pleasing to Allah? That's probably considered backbiting. You really need to consider that. This is how Allah helps him. So this is really, some could say, the conscience of the individual responding to that conscience that some would argue, being that the angel comes to him via that. How is he responding to it? Because when talking about conscience is a very general word, the conscience could be, where does the wi'ah, or the container, or the place where all of this jihad takes place, the conscious being in the heart as well. When we tie in the issue of the fitrah is the natural inclination to the recognition of God along with certain characteristics that the human has. From them, ego. From them, desires. This is the process. This is how it all generally works out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'lam wa ahkam. Now, he says here, وَأَيَّدَهُ بِمَلَكٍ كَرِيمٍ يُقَابِلُ عَدُوَّهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِذَا أَمْرَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِأَمْرِهِ أَمْرَهُ الْمَلِكُ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهِ وَبَيَّنَ لَهُ مَا فِي طَاعَةِ الْعَدُوِّ مِنَ الْهَلَاكِ. And the angel makes clear to him, and he's showing how the angel, the order from the angel differs with shaitan, and how does he do it? He says, and he makes clear what is in the obedience of the enemy, what will happen. When you obey this and you slap this guy, you do this to this individual, they're going to come back and they're going to retaliate. Or you say something bad about this individual, it's riba. You still in your mind, what's the retaliation? Most importantly, Allah is not pleased with you. This is why knowledge of the religion is important, meaning knowledge of the kitab and the sunnah, knowledge of what Allah says about backbiting, for example, and knowledge what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about it as well. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for backbiting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. Would you like to eat the dead flesh, the flesh of his dead brother? You would dislike it. So when one wants to backbite, they think, wow, this is compared to eating the flesh of my dead brother. Astaghfirullah. They think about that. Or, to be honest, they may think about the repercussions in this dunya, which is at least a lesser, much lesser degree in motivation behind the abstaining from it, but at least that he or she abstains from it. And then later they start to think about how this is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what he's meaning here. فهذا يلم به مرة وهذا مرة. And this is beautiful. He says, so sometimes شيطان went, هذا يلم به, that will encompass him and influence him, and that maybe the ملك will influence him at times. So he's saying that it can, each one will win at different times. والمنصور من نصره الله عز وجل والمحفوظ من حفظه الله. And the one that is assisted, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists, and the one that is preserved, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves. Then he says, رحمه الله تعالى وجعل له مقابل نفسه الأمارة نفسا مطمئنة. And then now he's going to, he speaks about shaitan and the angels. Now he's going to the nafs, the self, right? He says, and he's made in that which is مقابل نفسه الأمارة بسوء, what is against the desires of the self that cause one to do evil is the tranquil soul, the tranquil self. إذا أمرته النفس الأمارة بسوء نهته عنه النفس المطمئنة. So if the blameworthy soul, or not the blameworthy soul, excuse me, the soul that is calling him to do evil, calls him to do something or orders him to do something, the tranquil soul will prohibit him from that. فَإِذَا نَهَتُ الْأَمَارَةُ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ أَمَرَتُ بِالنَّفْسِ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. So if the evil soul, the evil aspect of the soul, calls him to abandon a good deed, leave off the prayer, the نفس المطمئنة, the tranquil soul, will call him. The prayer is your only and strongest means to tranquility. فَهُوَ يُطِيعُ هَذَا مَرَّةً وَهَذِهِ مَرَّةً. Now he's saying again, and he obeys this one time and this the other time. You notice how Ibn Qayyim is mentioning the process of the inner battle. Like all of this is jihad and nafs, but he's breaking it down. Because in the beginning, he's talking about the angel and then shaitan. And then now Now he's mentioning the nafs. Like after the angel and shaitan, what do they directly influence in the human being? Because the human being is not an angel, nor is it shaitan. But what are the GPS systems, you know, that's attached to the motherboard, that shaitan, and the motherboard being the fitrah, that's attached to it, that they influence? What's the conversation that the individual has with themselves in this regard? So that's what he's going through here. SubhanAllah, rahimullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'ah. He says, وَهَذِهِ مَرَّ وَهَذِهِ مَرَّ. At this time, you know, this wins, and this time he obeys this one. وَهُوَ لِلْغَالِبِ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمَا. And that's the fiqh. Congratulations, you have just come upon the answer. He says, it is the one, and it is for the one that is the predominant one. Which one does the nafs obey the majority of the time? That is the winner. This is important. He says, Rahimullah, وَرُبَّمَا إِنْ قَهَرَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالْكُلِّيَّ قَهْرًا لَا تَقُومُ مَعَهُ أَبَدًا. He says, maybe there is one of them that in قهرت, it could be or in قهرت, يعني إحداهما. So one of them, it could be that one of them has total control over it. And that's the problem. And that's where he ends at, rahimahullah ta'ala. That one of them may have total control over. So the nafs is totally obedient to the influences of the devil, because he or she always lets their emotions and their desires take over via anger. So we talk about anger management. It can be the obedience of shaitan, which could be translated and turned into something that one would say is psychological. And that goes into the issue of the unseen. Even the word psychology means study of the soul. So when looking at this, is it an obedience? The question arises, could it be a form of obedience to the soul, or obedience to the ego, or obedience to the devil that influenced the ego to carry it out and carry out that anger with their hands or limbs or tongue? And due to the fact that it's consistent, it becomes normalized, therefore being totally enveloped with this satanic influence. And that's why he says this is whatever the... you know, it is for the ghalib. That's why it's important, in conclusion, to know your environment, what influences you, people, places, and things. People, friends, family members, right, that may not be Muslim and they call you back to your old violent self or your old vulnerable self, right? Or it could be places, certain places that you go to where you see a lot of people and things, concepts, nihilism, hedonism, atheism, feminism, all of these, you know, that call you away from the angelic portion of yourself or the angelic influence. That is why the environment is important. But Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah breaks down the inner battle here. And may Allah bless him for breaking that down to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that always obey the angelic elements and influences of ourselves. Innahu waliyyu dhalika. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.